5 Bidders and M-Dash, Kotak Special Situations Fund, Capri Global, Asset Reconstruction Company, India, Limited, ARCIL, Aker ARC and Otum Investment and Infrastructure and M-Dash, have submitted final binding offers to buy debt-laden Reliance Home Finance Limited, RHFL, according to the Economic Times report, which cited multiple people familiar with the process. While Aker ARC and Otum have bid for the whole company, the rest have bid only for RHFL and SQO's retail loan portfolio, the people added. Aker has bid in association with its largest shareholder Ares SSG Capital. And LTQO, Aker is leading the bid, while Ares is backing it financially. The company has given a comprehensive restructuring plan, which will take care of the employees as well and hence would be acceptable to all stakeholders. Similarly, Otum has given a plan for the whole company, and RQO, said one of the persons cited above. And LTQO, the intercorporate book is more than 2 times the retail book, and could have a larger stressed pool, so, a majority of the bidders are looking to buy that as a portfolio purchase rather than the whole company, and RQO, said a second person involved in the process. Meanwhile, global private equity fund Carlyle Group plans to create an investment platform to acquire pharmaceutical and life sciences assets in India by joining hands with former Mylan India CEO Hari Babu. At present, Carlyle is in discussions to acquire a substantial stake in Viyash Pharmaceuticals, owned by Babu and Srihari Raju Kalidindi, former executive director of Laurus Labs. Through Viyash, Carlyle plans to deploy about $300 million, about 2,190 crore, in India, sources told the Economic Times. And LTQO, this financial investment by Carlyle in Hari Babu and SQO's company is expected to act as a vehicle to acquire pharma assets, and RQO, said one of the sources mentioned above.